Okay, welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. Hopefully you all can hear me. I'm trying out a new setting that's supposed to help with basically muting sounds from Discord notifications, just so that hopefully the recording will sound better. So if anyone happens to be listening and can let me know if you can hear me, that'd be appreciated. So this is the first of this week's three streams. Luckily this week I have nothing going on. I might be gone Saturday night. I might not have a stream Saturday, but right now it looks like today and then Thursday streams will be just fine. You can always find these streams on the podcast page, and no more than a day after I start recording them, or after I record them. And I always just upload them as they are and go from there. And also on that page you can find links to all my social media, as well as two different pages where you can donate to the podcast in different ways. And that'd definitely be appreciated, but it's never expected. But so those are there as well. And so today I'm just going to be reading some stories that I find them online of basically what are said to be true ghost stories, paranormal stories. So that's the plan for today. And depending on the timing works out for Saturday, either Thursday or if I do get to stream Saturday, that one I will be. Basically what's going to happen is, at some point soon I will be doing a stream by request, basically, by a friend, about haunted theaters. So, I'm going to look up some stories about those and, read those on an episode. Like I said, either Thursday or Saturday. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, so that should be fun. It's definitely one of those. There are certain places that seem to be well-known types of locations that are also thought to be haunted in a lot of cases. So, or at least have activity going on. I hope my microphone is set up right. All right, well, there it is. But anyway, I use this same headset for when I'm chatting with friends online, and I end up moving the microphone around just as I'm talking, so I think I should try not to do that more often. That way it doesn't get moved around and possibly affect the sound of the streams. But anyway, so apparently this setting I'm using is working, because I'm not hearing any sounds from Discord. So that's kind of nice, in a way. Because really the only thing I want to pay attention to is the stream chat channel. So, and that's when I'm looking at that, so that's I think this is a good thing. I have to thank the friend that told me about that little trick, because it definitely does help. I guess they'll also hear it whenever they listen to this episode. So, but so we'll start with the stories now. I kind of scanned or skimmed the first story a little bit just to see what this one was about. And the title is, I Wake Up Every Morning and the Pillow is in the Same Place. So here we go. It says, TLDR, which means too long, didn't read, which I didn't know that until a little while back. It says, every night after gaming, I go downstairs to make food and a pillow is on the floor in the same spot every night. It is not my mother, as I figure it out, as they are on vacation. I am 25, male. I currently live at home with my mother and father. My father goes to bed around 8 p.m. and my mother around 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. A few weeks ago, one night, I got hungry, so I did the usual. Went downstairs to make some food around 1 or 2 or 3 a.m. as I usually do. I prepare the food and bring it over to the microwave to heat it up. As I waited, I walked around the house in boredom. From the dining room, I go into the kitchen. From the kitchen, I go into the family room. And from there, I start walking back to my dining room. This path is a square. Before I make it to that dining room, I notice a pillow on the floor in the doorway that connects to the final room at the end of the house, which is the TV room. I think to myself, why did my mom throw a pillow on the floor before she went to bed? Shrugging it off, I take the pillow and place it back on the couch. I go back into my dining room and retrieve the food from the microwave and go back upstairs. Fast forward a couple weeks, this continuing occurrence has happened multiple times at random when I decide to go downstairs for food. I never think to ask my mother why she's putting a pillow on the floor every night before she goes to bed. This week, my parents went on vacation, so I'm the only one in the house. I was watching TV today in the TV room where the pillow is usually in the doorway. No pillow. And the night after gaming on my PC upstairs, I went downstairs like I usually do to make food at around 2 a.m. I prepare the food like usual, put it in the microwave, and proceed to walk around the house. I get to the living room, and in the doorway, the pillow is on the floor. I retrieve the pillow, like I always do, and put it back on the couch. I don't think I will ask my mother if she put the pillow on the floor, because at this point, it is pretty evident that it was not her. I think I will let it be and continue retrieving the pillow on the floor in hopes that one night when I go downstairs to make food after my mother has gone to bed, the pillow will be on the couch untouched. Or maybe it will be a different object. All I know is that someone or something doesn't like that pillow on the couch. And then they put shrugs in italics, so. But yeah, that's an interesting story. It's one thing when you can maybe possibly write it off as someone doing something, even if it doesn't seem likely. But then when you're there alone, at least as far as you know, and then something like that still happens. It's quite the confirmation. I'm not sure if it's probably a mixed thing of good and bad, because it's good because at least you know it's not who you thought it was, but it's bad because then who or what is doing that? So that was an interesting story. I'm glad I found that one. There we go. Adjusting my headphones. So that was a good one. I like that one. So yeah, that's. I like those stories that are kind of mysterious and interesting, but not necessarily, you know, like you see in Hollywood. I mean, they're not like really terribly scary. It's just objects being moved for some reason. But so that was an interesting one. Let's see here. I'm gonna check this one out real quick. Okay, so I'm going to check this one out. We'll start reading this and see how it goes. It's called Whisper During a Car Ride. One moment, I'm going to get some water here. I'm still getting used to this talking for an hour or more at a time on a show. It's kind of, I don't always do a lot of talking when I'm here at home for periods of time like that, so I've definitely learned it's good to have water next to me when I'm doing these shows. Okay. So, yes. Whisper During a Car Ride. And it reads, my roommate at the time and I were on our way back to the apartment we stayed at around the middle of the day, like 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Driving down a main highway road in the city we used almost every day. Not much there, but a wash and a racetrack next to our local swap meet / flea market with some outlet malls in between. Somewhere during the drive, our conversation turned into how my roommate got his car, a 2000 Corolla. It's weird saying the apostrophe 00. I'm still not used to that. And it says very reliable. It belonged to a guy who went to jail and lost it to have it end up for auction. So a police officer brought it and then sold the car to my roommate's dad, who gave him the car. I asked if the previous owner had died, and he confirmed the man just got incarcerated. Shortly after that, we started to hear a faint whisper, like a male voice whispering in the car. We immediately turned to look at each other and stayed quiet, adjusting the volume to the radio console, thinking it could have been that. Except the radio was off and the iPod we wired to an old cassette tape adapter was also off. The whispering was very faint to where whatever was being said was indecipherable, but there were high inflections in the tone of the voice where a whisper could not be mistaken for something else. It finally disappears after a minute and it leaves us very confused. But there was no mistaking what it was. We couldn't think of what could have caused it at the time, but it may have been from something that could have followed us during our times of walking through the local cemeteries, okay, at night. Just glad it only happened once. That's an interesting one. I mean, I guess if they turn down the radio, I would think that turning it down, no matter what was on the radio at the time, that should turn down whatever's coming from the speakers in the radio. Unless somehow the speakers are picking up sound from somewhere else. I have heard of that, although I don't know if I've ever heard of that in car speakers. I've heard more that like in radio speakers or like headphones sometimes. Never really in cars, but I also don't know enough about sound and or technology to say that it can't happen. But either way, whatever caused it, that could definitely be kind of scary when you're in the car. And then after talking about what you were talking about, which I guess maybe you could say you might have led to suggestion, power of suggestion, but I don't know. That's can't say on that one. Can't say on any, but I mean, I really can't say on that one. There's no definite pattern I can point to in all the stories I've listened to and say, you know, that it might be or might not be more likely. I don't know. So yeah, that was an interesting one. I do enjoy reading these without knowing what's going to happen. Every once in a while I get one and I have to just stop because it's either like, it's not framed right, so the text of the story is cut off at the one side or the other, or it starts looking like it's just going to be negative and or just too graphic. I haven't had that happen yet, but I've heard it happen on other shows. But yeah. So that's definitely, whispering is a weird thing. I've only heard it once in when I was partially awake, and only for a little bit, but it was definitely, it got my attention. So it wasn't very long. It was part of the story I've already told on previous episodes about basically the spirit of a young girl that I believe was wanted her story to be heard, at least, at the very least. And so she gave me a series of dreams and kind of appeared to me once and other things. So that's in earlier editions of the podcast. I think the most recent ones, the episodes that have numbers on them, I think it's like 7 and 8 that were... Yeah, I think that was it. Episodes 7 and 8 of the podcast, the pre-recorded version, the non-stream version, that where I talk about my apartment and everything that's happened here. So, I will still release those numbered episodes once in a while, but the streams are mainly going to be the podcast from now on, where I do most of the shows, is the streams. So, just in case anyone has noticed the difference in the numbering or the labeling. The labeling system of the episodes. So I figure it's just easier just to use the date for the streams. But anyway, let's check on this one. Okay, this is a really short one, but sometimes the short ones can be interesting. And it says short but interesting, so we'll see. This one always kind of reminded me of The Sixth Sense. Very interesting movie. I might talk about that a little bit after I read this. It says, my dad and I drove past a motorcycle wreck once. He can see things I can't. As we drove by, the motorcycle rider was being loaded into the ambulance. My dad said it's too late. He's not there anymore. I asked him how he knew, and he said the rider was standing over his bike as his body was being carried away. I think I've seen and I don't know how real it is or whatever, but there's a picture I've seen online and I couldn't see it clearly enough, just probably because of my low vision. But it was of someone that was in a similar crash like that, and there appeared to be a figure, like a figure of Mr. Light, standing, like right where this scene of this crash happened, and it was said to be the spirit of this motorcycle rider. But yeah, you know what's interesting about that movie, The Sixth Sense, is in some ways it's a more realistic description of what some people can see than some other movies out there in terms of how some people see spirits, and especially ones that can see in such that are extremely sensitive. I really liked that movie just because it didn't exaggerate to the degree that most movies seem to, as far as I could tell. I'm no expert, but I remember seeing that when it came out, and I think a teenager, so I didn't really think of that at the time. But as I've watched it a couple times over the years since then, I'm going to be turning 40 in January. I've watched it a couple times since then, especially after I started researching this stuff more and getting into it and then thinking of doing a podcast. I realized that movie, I think it's a lot closer to the way things are in a lot of cases than, you know, the most Hollywood movies, the most movies and TV shows. So I definitely liked that movie because of that, and I just had to mention that because of this little story I just read. In a way, it's kind of, I mean, it's hard to say if that's, I mean, there's no way to know for sure if that's like a real story. It's so short, I could almost see it being someone maybe trying to hoax people with it, but at the same time, I've heard similar stories of that before, so who knows. But it's still interesting. Let me see here. I'm just going to skim this one real quick, because the title is interesting. Okay, I'm going to read this. It's another kind of a short one, but I kind of like the short ones. This one is called Creepy Text. Some of these have, like, category titles, and this one says Needs to be Debunked. I don't know. We'll see what happens with this one. It says, one time I was at the art fair when I was in ninth grade. I had been texting my mom about random stuff, and I put my phone back in my pocket. Unlocked, I guess it means without the, yeah, okay. I was wearing tight jeans, so I would have been aware if it had moved. I looked at my phone in 30 minutes, and written in the text box, but not yet sent, was a message that read, "Is that any way to speak to your mother?" Just like that, perfect punctuation. That is the creepiest thing that happened to me. That's an interesting one, in a way. Huh. Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, there are definitely stories, and it seems like it's slowly increasing, stories of interactions with devices of different kinds that are kind of popping up here and there. and podcasts and that I listen to, and obviously online, like I just read. So I can't say that it's not possible. I mean, if it was something, some kind of a spirit doing that, then they wouldn't have necessarily, it's not like they would have had to necessarily actually tap the screen. I mean, there's the thought that they can just manipulate the devices from the inside, or at least in a way that it isn't obvious when it's happening. So I don't know. That's a good one, though. That's almost like a, in a way, it's a story, but it's almost, I can kind of imagine that one happening. And it is, even though it is a little bit, quite the ending to it, but, let's see here. It's funny, last time I did one of these streams, I was looking for stories, and it was near the end of the hour that I wanted to stream for, and I kept on finding these long stories that were too long to really read, so I ended up just winging it and talking for the last 10 minutes, and today I'm finding all the short ones, although this one looks like it's a little bit longer. Okay, I'm going to read this one here. This one looks kind of interesting. The title is Taken and Returned, with a question mark on the, at the end of it. So it says, oh, looks like the typing is maybe not the best in here, but I'll get through it. It says, I honestly feel a bit silly typing this one out. I had been missing one of my shower curtain hangers/hooks for about a year. I've looked all over my bathroom and had given up hope long ago. It's a very small bathroom. If you're on the toilet, there's a small rug at your feet and you have enough room for your legs to not hit the cabinet on the wall in front of you, and that's about it. Yes, I looked under the rug and the cabinet and also moved both, looking for it a long time ago, or looking for it long before. Today, I get in the shower, nothing out of the ordinary, but when I open the curtain to step out of the shower, there it is, lying on the rug in the middle of the floor, where my feet had been countless times since it went missing. I am a bit freaked out. Additional relevant info. I lived in a super haunted house for years before I moved here. Been here 5 years. I saw things there move across the floor on their own, along with a multitude of other occurrences. I was there for years before anything happened. Then I had 8 months of constant activity, and many things have happened throughout my life in general, but nothing since I've been in this house. And it's always felt so much lighter. And it says, I have a 14-year-old 5-pound runt minpin, I'm guessing it's a dog, I don't know for sure, minpin. I don't know what that is. Who I carry everywhere, and no kids, so no one else could have moved it. Anyone have any ideas or similar experiences? That's something when an object just is there like that. That is wild when it's something just isn't there, and then it is there in a place you know you would have stepped on it or seen it or something. So I don't know. That's That is interesting. I had that happen, and I think I mentioned it either one or two episodes ago, with my phone charger. I knew where I had put it, and it wasn't there. And I actually kind of mentioned or asked out loud that I really needed my phone charger, because if I didn't have it and my phone died, my family would be worried about me. And so after I got done looking and couldn't find it, some time passed and I looked again, and it was right there. Right there where it had been when it was actually there. So that's weird. So that's interesting. So I'm looking at chat here, and Eyes Open says you can wing it with the best of them. Thank you. I think it's something that I definitely will get more experience with and get better at as I do more episodes of this podcast, that's for sure, and do more streams like this. So definitely can't hurt. And then Eyes Open continues, oh wow, crazy synchro, which is synchronicity for anyone who's not familiar. She says, my coworker kept finding shower curtain rings everywhere he went. I had a weird feeling and messaged him one night to check his bathroom for evidence of his girlfriend's drug use, and he found a used needle tip stuffed into his towels. That's... huh. Yeah. That's an odd place for that, and then just the shower rings like that. That's... huh. That's an interesting one. Yeah, so moved objects and are definitely a thing, and I think sometimes there is a sentient force that does move them. Other times, it's hard to tell. Excuse me. So I don't know. But that wasn't. I'm glad I read that story, because that is weird. I had a similar thing with a paperclip in my apartment when I first, one of the first days I was in here. I think I've told this story before too, but anyway, I like to tell these stories when they seem relevant. I was sitting on the floor at the time, my back to the couch, just kind of playing cards, playing solitaire on the floor, and listening to music, and I got a phone call, so I got up eventually, and I was talking on the phone. Came back and sat down, and there was a paperclip on the floor where I had been sitting. It was right underneath where one of my legs had been at, and I know I would have felt it, because I felt it when I sat down again. And I don't use paperclips. I don't know. It's just sometimes things happen like that. So, Eyes Open says, a coworker told me about the shower rings, and I got this feeling that he would find something in his bathroom. And honestly, I feel weird around him now because I feel he thinks I know things I shouldn't. Yeah, that can be kind of tricky when, you get feelings and people assume more than it really is, which is a feeling or sensitivity, but it's not necessarily knowing all the details, but they can definitely think that you do know all the details. One moment, I need to take off my headset for one moment here. Allergies on and off all year. doesn't matter what time of the year, and so sometimes I have to just deal with that. But yeah, so that's an interesting one. Hello, Vicky Collier. Thank you for joining the chat as well. And but yeah, so I've just been telling stories I'm finding online and just kind of going with them and whatever comes to mind after I tell them. So, and then reading chat. It's been fun. It's amazing that we're already over halfway through the hour. Time can really go by when you're having fun with getting into subjects you're into. So, let me see if I can find another story here to read. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see, this one is called Moving Object. Let me just look at it. Okay, this is a little bit longer one, so I guess we'll go with this one. It's called Moving Object. It says, my mom's house is a strange place. One of my grandmas passed away in that house around 2008-2009. Antiques are decorated in various places of the house that belong to relatives and their friends who also passed away at some point in time. It's a two-story home, and the TV room downstairs is under their bedroom, where the ceiling above would creak like the weight of a person moving about and footsteps of someone walking around, except no one would be home when it happened. Trying to watch TV with that noise above your head was never fun. One time I was watching television with a friend, watching Ghost Adventures, actually. We started talking about practicing some of the tests they conducted and how cool it would be, as we both thought something was off about my mom's place. It was at some point I said something along the lines of, that'd be interesting to try, but not sure what to ask to get a response. And in mid-sentence, there was a prominent thud to our right near the front door, near the fine dining table. This was a big house, so we got up from the couch and made our way to the dining area and turned the corner to find the source of the noise. Turning around the corner, I noticed a picture frame, an 8x10, laying face down on the carpet. So it would have seemed plausible that it wasn't properly set on the surface of the old upright piano where sheet music is placed, because that's where it was set before the fall, amongst a row of other picture frames. The strangest part is that the frame that fell legs up at an angle against the piano above the keys, and the bottom is supported by a thin rectangular strip of wood that was approximately an inch and a half tall and roughly 16 inches long. Someone would have had to pull the picture frame from the top to make it fall. A little unsettling, but the only thing that came out of our mouths was to comment on how weird that incident was. The only time anything moved, then we went back to finish watching TV. Okay, that's another interesting story about things moving. So, and it's interesting. I had a picture. Not really. Well, it's like a poster that's in like a plastic picture frame. Excuse me. So,
I'm, for those that may not know, I'm a writer. I've been writing mainly fiction for a long time now. I've only recently, like the last couple of years, gotten into nonfiction. But, so, and my mom, had a poster, or like a picture made with two of my book, covers on them, and then just a phrase about how, you know, how proud she was and everything. And it's, we've never managed to hang it up on the wall so far yet, just haven't gotten to it, and I'm not really qualified to do it myself. So I just keep it on top of my bookshelf, and the bookshelf has, on the top edge, it has like a little ledge that I usually have the picture, this or this picture, on top of the bookshelf, like resting against that ledge so it won't fall. And then so that's where the bottom rests, and then the top is just leaning against the wall. So, but the other day I went to the store with my brother. Excuse me. And we came back, and this picture was on the floor in front of the bookshelf, which didn't make sense. But also, I recently had everything moved around, and in front of this this bookshelf, there's a chair and some of my cat Logan's stuff, like a box and a little play structure kind of thing, a little plastic thing. And it was, but this picture was on the floor in the middle of all this stuff. It wasn't resting on any of it. And it makes me wonder, excuse me, if it was, you know, what caused that. And how that could happen. So, I don't know. But that, I thought that was interesting. I'm not really scared. It's just something that happened. So, yeah, I don't know. And I see your comment there. Thank you. Eyes open. It's, I'm definitely still learning a lot about how to do this, but, it's also a lot of fun. So, yeah. Let me find a story here again to read. Sorry about that. Let me find another one here to read. Once I get my headset adjusted right again. I swear. Seems like it has to be just right, or it's not comfortable. I don't know. Okay, so I'll get out of that one. And then see what else we can find. I think I read that one already. Well, this one. Let's see if this one is. Let's see here. I'm just looking at this. No, I don't think I've read this one. Okay. I don't think I've read this one. So this one is called The Runaround Man. So in here we go. It says, I don't have any recollection of this. It involves me, but I was too young to remember. Before my family moved, we lived in a small town, I'll just say outside of Albany, New York. I'm trying not to use names in here too much. It was along the Mohawk River, and it's very close to where the Mohawk and Hudson connect in the Erie Canal. System. We lived in the Erie Canal system. We lived in a small house at the time, around 15 years ago. My parents both had instances in the house where they would hear me, as a 3-year-old, having conversations by myself in my room of the house. They would be freaked out by this, obviously. When they asked me who it was, I would always give the same response. The runaround man. This also coincided with an experience they had where the lights in the kitchen would shut on and off at will. When they had someone look at it, they would say it was perfectly fine, but it never stopped. It even happened when someone was there looking at it and they immediately left. Years later, my parents found out from some people who had lived in the town for many years that the house used to be occupied by a handyman in the 1920s and 30s. He was referred to around town as the runaround man. His family lived there until a fire killed everyone in the house. Oh boy. Yeah. My family moved from that house in the mid-2000s, and the house was torn down after massive flooding from Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Huh. Well, that's funny, because you wouldn't think that three-year-old would have just picked that up from... I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would, but I don't know if they would pick it up from just conversations they would hear around them. I mean, that seems like a bit of a stretch, but I don't know. That was a good one. Just in terms of the experience, and at least it wasn't bad. I mean, at least it wasn't like the girl was afraid. The person, I should say, I don't remember if it was a girl. The person wasn't afraid. So that's good. But yeah, that's, it's always interesting. I think it's a common thing. Kids and then sometimes you hear about people that are older as well. They'll have more experiences in some cases. So, that definitely seems like it. They were picking up on something. So, let me see here what else I can find. But, I don't remember having any experiences with anything weird as a kid, and I never heard of anything happening with ghosts when I was a kid. Excuse me. Let's see here. Let's see, this one could be interesting. Okay. This always makes me wonder about what cats are doing. This one is here, the story here. Title of the story. It says, Ghost plays with my cat. Late at night, my cat always chases something I can't see. And I know he can actually see something. Because he gets crazy and starts talking and chattering a lot. He stalks with his eyes, all crazy, back and forth looking up at the ceiling. And climbs on my clothing rack to attack the ceiling while chattering. And, flickering his tail like crazy. Right now he was in the kitchen, and I'm sitting on the couch looking at him when his toy gets tossed to him. Oh wow. Landed right in front of him, coming from the direction of the counter I can't see. I don't feel scared. I told them if they had ill intentions, they were not welcome and must leave, but if they were full of love and light, they may stay. That's funny. Keeps on, a lot of these stories are turning out to be about moving objects tonight. So, that's interesting. It's one thing when, your cat just runs around like that. I mean, sometimes they just like to run around. Although, going towards the ceiling like that, that's a definite sign. One moment again, please. But yeah. But yeah, going towards a ceiling like that is a definite sign that maybe it wasn't just them just playing around with them their own mind or whatever. I don't know. That's interesting. So yeah, that was a good one. I think I'll probably do one more, and then by that time, it'll be time to stop. Let's see here. Oops. Okay. This one is called Ghost Woman. This isn't my story, but my stepmom's, and it's fairly creepy. So to start with, my dad lives in a property which used to be one big house but got separated into three flats, and he lives in the bottom flat. Before the renovation, there used to be an elderly woman who lived in the house, and my dad always helped her bring her shopping in when he was younger. One night when my stepmom was staying over, she woke up in the middle of the night to see an elderly woman at the foot of the bed in a white nightgown. She never suffered with sleep paralysis. So could this be the ghost of the woman checking up on my dad? That's how it ends. That was a shorter one than I thought it was going to be. And the answer to that, well, it's possible. That is interesting. Luckily I've never really seen anyone in my apartment like that, like right by my bed, except for one time, and it was that spirit of that younger girl that had a lot of experiences with when I first moved here. But other than that, I haven't had experience with that, so I'm okay with that. I hear bumps and bangs around here sometimes that don't make sense. In fact, my last stream I did on Saturday, I think it was Saturday, I heard some bumps from the kitchen, which is right in front of me, behind my computer. Sounded like it was from in the kitchen cupboards, the lower ones. And, but Logan was, my cat was right here by me, so I know it wasn't her. So, it was just for a moment, it was like three or four or five little taps or bumps during the stream, so that was interesting. But, I think we could do one more. One or two more, depending on how short they end up being. So, but yeah, I really enjoy finding these stories and reading them and then talking about them. This is kind of what I wanted to do, was either take in stories from people and or find stories online and read them and then talk about them. Like, I do enjoy the topic-based episodes where I find articles on topics, and I still want to do those once in a while. But this reading of stories of experiences is really my favorite part of this. And then doing it as a stream where people can comment and share their own things and ask questions, that's I really enjoy that part of it too. So I'm glad I decided to do these streams instead of just a regular episode where it's just me talking without any interaction. This is, I think, a lot more fun. Let me see here. Oh, this is another short one. Okay, it's called, this one is called Did I Encounter a Spirit in My Basement? Okay, here we go. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had to go do laundry by myself. I was on my way to the washer to take the dishes. Oh, dishes. Why did I say dishes? Oh, the TH. Clothes. and put them in the dryer. And as I was putting the clothes in, I heard someone whisper my name in my left ear. To the left of the dryer is a wall, and on the right side is the washer. I was honestly so freaked out. I would really love to hear what anyone has to say about this, because I have no idea what it could have been. That one is, that would be a frightening to go through. It makes me wonder if that was the only thing that ever happened to them in that house. If it was, then I don't know. I mean, not that things can't happen just one time, but I almost, in that case, like if it was the person that I was talking to, I'd want to know more, you know, if there was other activity in the house and if they heard that just one time. Lots of questions, as always, I guess. Lots of questions. So let's see if I can fit in one more. Now I am looking for a short one, but of course, I'm sure as I read through these, I'm probably going to start finding all the long ones now, but I will do what I can. Let's see here. Let's see about this one. Okay. This one, I'm not sure if it's a ghost thing or not, but we'll see. It says, the title is, Who Was I Talking To? It says, I woke myself up last night with the sound of my own voice. I was talking with someone, and in the middle of asking a question I can't quite recall, but I said something like, are you, and then it says, can't recall in parentheses. As if, like they said, the question was cut off. At this point, I woke up and realized I was talking to thin air in the pitch black of my room. I wouldn't think much of it except for the fact I just moved in here a few weeks ago, and I have experienced 4 to 5 sleep paralysis episodes when I typically have that one to three times a year, per year or so. Also, hear random noises that don't seem to make sense. Also, the other night, I felt like something was refusing to let me fall asleep. I would start in and then wake up suddenly, almost as if by force, but I didn't feel anything. It took 3 or 4 tries to finally sleep. Today I heard some drums and chanting nearby, so I looked up possible Native American history in the area. I'm in Arizona, and sure enough, this was once territory for the I don't know how to say that. Q-U-E-C-H-A-N tribe. I know these aren't necessarily connected, but it's interesting. Any thoughts? So that's how that one ends. I don't know. This increase in sleep paralysis things is weird. I mean, I don't know what to make of the Indian stuff. I mean, I don't know. But, doesn't sound like a pleasant experience either way. But, also it could be just some spirit trying to get their attention, maybe? I don't know. I mean, just because things happen doesn't, you can't say for sure always whether they're a good or not a good spirit. It's hard to say. So, but yeah, I think that's where I'm going to end it today. Yeah, actually, we are at the hour mark. So, again, if you ever want to find my other social media pages, you can find them on the podcast page. I will have this this stream up as a podcast within a day. So, like, by tomorrow afternoon at the latest. A lot of times it happens, like, in the same night. It's just a matter of the uploading process and all that stuff. which really slows down. Actually, it's not even the uploading. It's the syncing of the audio file to OneDrive that takes a while, and then uploading it to the podcast page. But, yeah, so, and then if you have your own experiences you'd like to share, or you think that you know someone who would like to share theirs, you can always email me or send me a direct message on Discord. But my email is salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. That's SALSIDO paranormal@gmail.com. And I will read your submissions on an episode of the show on one of the streams. So, I mean, I don't mind sharing these stories I find online, but I'm always happy to read anyone else's experiences too. And again, you can be anonymous, you know, as far as I don't have to say your name or anyone else's name on the stream. So please don't let that stop you from sharing your experiences if you have any, or letting others know so they can do the same. So, but thank you all again for being here. It's great to see people in the chat, and again, thank you, Eyes Open. I did see your comment there. I'm happy to be doing this. I'm glad to be. I know I'm one of many podcasts that cover these topics, but it's still a lot of fun to be doing it anyway. So, but thank you all, and I will talk to you all. Next stream will be on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So, thank you all again.